With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court rejects an appeal by a Black Lives Matter activist who's being sued by a police officer injured during a BLM protest in Louisiana. DeRay McKesson was leading a protest in Baton Rouge in 2016 when the police officer was hit in the head by a rock thrown by one of the rioters. On Monday, the justices declined to hear McKesson's appeal to drop the lawsuit.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Karen Gibson announcing the chamber is receiving the House's articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. The articles accuse the Homeland Security Secretary of willfully and systematically refusing to enforce immigration laws at the U.S.-Mexico border. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been joined by Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie in an effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Speaker says now is not the time to play politics.
We're in dangerous times, as has been articulated here, around the world, and here at home. We need steady leadership. We need steady hands at the wheel. I regard myself as a wartime speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel.
Some Republicans are angry with Johnson over his efforts to pass a foreign aid bill. Google facing protests from its pro-Hamas employees over its contract to provide cloud services to Israel. A group of employees began a sit-in in the workspace of Google Cloud CEO in San Francisco, saying they wouldn't leave until Google met its demands to pull out of the contract. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court rules in favor of a Methodist congregation.
Harvest Church in Dothan wants to leave the UMC over the denomination's embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination says, fine, but we get to keep all your property. The church sued and the UMC petitioned to kill the lawsuit. Now the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that the suit can continue. Thousands of congregations have been quitting the UMC in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over homosexual marriage and ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. The issue is particularly acute in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S., and also a bastion of conservatism. This is SRN News. Wall Street's slump continues.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street Tuesday under pressure again from rising Treasury yields. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 0.1%. United Health helped support the market after jumping on a stronger-than-expected profit report. But the majority of stocks weakened after two top officials at the Federal Reserve warned it may not cut interest rates for a while after inflation reports this year came in worse than expected. The two-year Treasury yield briefly climbed as high as 5% before paring its gain. Damian Troisi, New York.
Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell cautioned that persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later in the year. The Navy's getting $2 million after an Osprey was hit by a civilian plane in San Diego in May of 2020. More details at srnnews.com.